The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant day to you. 1 minute after the hour. And of course, that would be 7 a.m. for those of you tuning in to our regularly scheduled programming. So good to see you this morning. And if you're watching us on streaming platform, we do have a little thing. If you're on thepowerhour.com, you can actually click on the video link and you can watch us live. Jeff Winger, Scott Shara, slated to be on the show with us in the next hour. As you recollect, if you've been listening to this show, Scott Shara's daughter, Grace, they are alleging was murdered by St. Elizabeth's Hospital up in Wisconsin. Claimed she had COVID, claimed she had a DNR. She didn't have either. Well, maybe she tested positive for COVID, but that's not how they treated her, and she died of a three-drug cocktail. From what the toxicology reports are, we're going to get an update on the lawsuit with them on the show today. It's kind of sad because it goes right along with my March 25th appearance in San Antonio at the HaltHospitalHomicide.com event. The ballroom was packed with families of victims who suffered at the hands of hospital officials in various locations around the country. One of the biggest hospitals that we got complaints on was Sarasota Memorial Hospital in Florida. Well, it's like they're keeping tallies of all the hospitals and how many people died in them because, see, they get paid lots and lots of money. Yeah, we'll be talking about that on the show today. We got a big shout-out to two new stations joining us, WBGS Radio, 1610 a.m. in St. Petersburg, Florida, now airing the Power Hour live from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time, WKDW 97.5 FM, which is a community radio station in Northport, Florida. They're also carrying the broadcast as well. Delayed, of course, but if you are a radio station interested in adding the Power Hour, contact us at support@thepowerhour.com. If you want to hear the Power Hour on your local radio station and they don't call us, well, you call them and recommend a broadcast. We appreciate that. We also want to give a big shout-out to WWCR Shortwave. That's Worldwide Christian Radio. For those of you who don't know what WWCR is, I learn something new every day. They're broadcasting us on frequency 7.490. We sincerely appreciate and value our longstanding partnership with WWCR. And of course, now, some of you, and we've made mention of this on the show, that, you know, we like to get donations to help pay for the shortwave frequency. If you don't feel comfortable with sending the Power Hour a check, you can send WWCR a check directly. And on the memo line, write the Power Hour so the check is credited to the right account. Their address is WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218. And, of course, we got another big shout-out to give out to our own Power Hour, Jay. She has been with the Power Hour 16 years as of today. Wow. I said, congratulations, Jay. Oh, that means that, you know, she was there in the early years of Joyce Riley, right? You got to just back the clock up. And we've been here since the year 2000. So aside from that, just also want to remind you that OptiVita products are all 10% off this week with just two more days to get your orders in with Jay and Linda at the Power Mall. We've got these coffee mugs here. For those of you tuning in, that you can help support the Power Hour through your donations. A donation of $100 or more is going to get you this Joyce mug. See the Constitution right there? It says, knowledge is power. And, of course, the Power Hour logo is on the backside of the cup, right? It's me. I'm hiding. And this is your coffee mug right here. You can get that and have coffee with Joyce in the morning simply by sending us or donating $100 and or more. And if you do that, we'll send you the mug absolutely free. We'll even pay for the shipping. We also have newsletters that you can subscribe to absolutely free. It's free. Everybody likes free, right? Well, you go to thepowerhour.com and look for the newsletter tab. Same with the Power Mall. You subscribe there as well, and you can get news highlights and other information you may have missed or need regarding your efforts to maintain your personal health. Power Hour, the Power Hour, also on Substack as well. So, we on occasion post a lot of stuff there. So, aside from that, our top stories, which I know you want to hear about here at 6 minutes after the hour, the debt ceiling deal, for those of you who have student loans, you're going to start paying again. Roughly 40 million borrowers of federal student loans will soon need to start paying their bills again under a deal reached by Biden and House Speaker McCarthy to bring temporary relief to the recurring debt ceiling crisis. It's a 99-page legislative package. And, of course, the House passed it. It moves to the Senate now. It passed in a bipartisan vote of 314 to 117. Of course, 71 Republicans voted against the bill. Yep, 46 Democrats, 71 Republicans voted against the bill. All right, just so you know, there are some Democrats out there that are even scratching their heads going, what are we doing here? Yeah, got to wonder about it. But we do know that this debt ceiling deal is going to unfreeze student loan repayments. So, sorry, you don't get to, he tried to get them completely removed. I'm talking about Hair Sniffer Joe. Tried to get them removed. Unfortunately, didn't happen. Courts wouldn't even entertain it. And people were complaining so much. This is one of these Jimmy Carter 2.0 situations. it may be peanuts to Carter, but to Biden, no. It's a whole different deal with him. It's like, how many derrieres can you kiss to win political favor for 2024? That's what this is all about. It's political theater, folks. The House Freedom Caucus, by the way, because the GOP caused the debt limit deal to pass, they basically had a situation with McCarthy when they got him in as speaker. The Freedom Caucus, of which Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert are members, and Chip Roy from Texas, they claimed that not one Republican should vote for this deal. It's a bad deal, according to Chip Roy, just before the vote took place, and a bunch of them voted for it. So this basically, and we'll get to that here on the show this morning, this basically is a kick the can down the road kind of deal for the U.S. government, Inc. Did you know that the United States government was an actual corporation? Did you know? Did you know that technically their jurisdiction is only in that 10-square-mile area we call Washington, D.C.? That most of the laws that are passed apply only to D.C.? But see, the federal overreach has caused this tentacles of this monster to appear into all 50 states. And you see, then we had 9/11. And a lot of us thought, there's a problem with 9/11. We think that W was involved in it. They knew. And Cheney was in the bunker when W was out playing around with fourth graders reading upside down books in class. And somebody whispered in his ear, time to go. And he acted all nonchalant about it. He didn't act shocked, surprised. And so everybody started thinking to themselves, selves? Something's not right here. And see, then after 9/11, because see, we had a false flag attack. It's called weapons of mass distraction. What ends up happening is they come out and they got this nice little 1,250-page thing sitting on the shelf called the USA Patriot Act. And out it came, and nobody had a chance to read it. And like always, you know, you get your Chatty Cathy Nancy Pelosi doll, democracy, democracy, democracy. And then her dentures fall out. You get this going on. Well, we have to pass it first before we know what's in it. Have you ever heard anything so stupid in your life? I'd like to use other words to describe it, but of course, I won't do that. We do have some semblance of sanity here, even though what the government does is just the opposite. Assistant Secretary of State Brett Holmgren said on May 30th that abuses of Section 702 of the FISA Act, or FISA, some of you say FISA, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, are disturbing. But of course, he said the program should continue, which means that the FBI and everybody else goes in and abuses it and makes up stuff and goes in and gets a judge to sign a warrant so they can go snoop on people. Don't think this is going to change anytime soon, folks. So what are we supposed to do, live in fear? For those of you who I'm trying to enlighten this morning, understand that God gave us a sound mind, right? And not to live in fear. I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly, but you got to believe it, John 10:10, in order for it to work. Got to believe in John 3:16 for John 10:10 to work, right? There I go, throwing out scripture again. Hey, that's okay. Not a problem. Hey, we all have to live right. Look at our country was founded on this, right? On the principles of Judeo-Christian, right? And yet all this seems to, because what is today? It's the start of Pride Month. Oh, shut up. Yeah, see, I do 80 different character voices, if you didn't know that already, and that's one of them. And of course, people look at me sometimes and they go, Dave, you do that too well. That's a joke. But see, here's the thing. This is in your face now. It's in your face. And they're not ashamed of it. They're out there. This is Satan in your face. We have a spiritual battle for the mind going on in the United States of America right now to tear down the family unit. They are trying to convince your child. I mean, they'll go to great lengths to do it too, that there's something genetically wrong with them. That they're gay, that they have gender dysphoria, that maybe you're really not a boy or you're really not a girl. Maybe you should just go in the closet and dress up. We have a dress-up closet you can go into and you can be who you really want to be. And see, what they're doing is the reprobate minds, as described in Romans chapter 1, the reprobate minds. Basically, God's going to deal with them. Don't worry about it. But you do have to worry about what your kid is exposed to, which is why we have so many homeschool moms and dads and their kids listening to the show. And see, the states that have homeschooling that don't get in the way of homeschooling, like Texas and Florida, that's just a sample. Missouri has them too. There are some states out there. I mean, if you're in a state that has really good homeschooling laws, or homeschooling, no laws, they pretty much let you do what you want without harassing you. You know, we'd love to hear from you and how things are going. They have homeschool groups out there where parents organize to get, you know, they get together because, see, I'm not being sexist here when I talk about June Cleaver, all right? Remember, Leave It to Beaver. You remember that? Yeah, Leave It to Beaver. See, you had... You know, who is it? Hugh Beaumont played Ward, you know, Ward Cleaver. Gee, nice little conservative name there. And his wife, June, who always wore a dress and had an apron on when she cleaned. See, this is the way America used to think, right? Not anymore, man. You know, no, they don't think like that anymore. See, all of this narrative has changed. And you can't say that women used to stay home and cook and clean and do all these things a dutiful housewife would do, you know, because that's sexist now. You see, they've changed the minds and attitudes of what the biblical interpretation of the scripture, you know, what, all of this stuff has changed. They have taken the word and turned it upside down. And now we have women out there marrying themselves. Yeah. I self-love. So I'm going to go and I'm going to give vows in front of a minister and I'm going to pronounce myself. What? What are you going to pronounce yourself? Yeah. This is just, woo-hoo. Okay. This is how they're in your face. The FBI has confirmed the existence of an informant file the Bureau refuses to provide Congress, which is why we're now going to, as we understand, FBI Director Christopher Wray might be charged with contempt of Congress because this file that the FBI has allegedly links Joe Biden to a $5 million bribery scheme. This is a confirmation the Justice Department previously did not deny, according to the House Oversight Committee. Here again, the political theater is going on. What is to come of this? The file allegedly details an arrangement involving an exchange of money for policy decisions between now President Biden and a foreign national. Oh, who could it be? Yeah, like that's going to go anywhere. What do you think Congress is going to do? It's going to turn into a tit-for-tat political theater argument. You can sit there and cite the FBI and Christopher Wray with contempt. Where's it going to get you? Are you going to actually get the United States of America's politicos to get rid of Christopher Wray? Wow. Yeah, I just, you know, like I said, if they can kick the can down the road with the debt ceiling, what do you think is going to happen to Joe Biden? I know you're all shaking your head on that one, right? In world news, just imagine living in Germany and being told that you are not going to be allowed to have an oil or gas boiler anymore. You're going to have to replace your oil and gas boilers with heat pumps. And of course, the Germans are screaming bloody murder, saying it's too fast, happening too fast, going to cost a lot of money. Germany wants to become net zero by 2045. And so now what they're doing, they're banning boilers, working with fossil fuels, effectively forcing people to switch people to heat pumps as the only green enough option for people with no access to district heating. The cost of the ban is estimated at over $10 billion, 9 billion euros, a year until 2028. After that, according to the Scholz government, costs are going to drop by almost half thanks to a ramp up in heat pump production and a scale up of wind and solar capacity. These people are dreaming, folks. They're dreaming. This law affects 66 million Germans, and there is enormous disquiet over this. We'll see what happens. How green can you go, and how fast can you get there? This is going to be a problem for everybody, including Americans. Oh, wait, I'm not done yet. I got more news about what our U.S. government is getting ready to do to us. Hell, you think that we're exempt from all of this nonsense? Yeah. We have a video that I have sent out. Got a copy of it. It was posted on Before It's News, but it was put out by the Stu Peters Network. Of course, you know, he is another podcaster. And he is very tight with a woman named Karen Kingston, who we've seen at the Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour. And we have a video out there about what the New World Order has planned for us. It's called Final Days Worldwide Premiere. It aired yesterday. And if this video presentation doesn't force you to have a come to Jesus meeting, nothing will. You can look at the video, it's the final days, and go, oh, Jesus, you know. So understand that this doesn't have to happen, that it could happen. It's an in-your-face presentation by Stu Peters and a production company, and Karen Kingston, who did a very wonderful job of narrating this. It's got video in there of Dr. David Martin, who has been on my Florida radio show. And he lays it all out. He's done the patent research. He knows exactly what's going on. The guy is a university professor. He's a doctor, okay? PhD, David Martin. Everything Dave Martin has done has gone viral. He is trying to tell you, if you're going to listen, that what we are facing here is a bioweapon. And what he's talking about is not necessarily the virus itself. However, it was created with a purpose. It was created to infect as many people as possible, because right now China's reporting that 65 million people could be infected with COVID. Believe it or not, that's what they're saying. 65 million people. Pretty scary stuff. China's got a big population. Now, how's that going to work, right? And so what Dave Martin is saying basically is that why this is happening is because they have been doing research into altering what God hath created with something that science and Satan have created, which is altering your DNA. See, the thing is, we've talked on the show about this before, about perfection and what God hath wrought. Satan wants to tear down. And you have free will. You had free will to open your Bible and pray, read the scriptures. And I'm not talking about the guy that opens the Bible up and he's doing his daily penance and he closes his eyes and he puts his finger down on the scripture and he looks and it says, and Judas went and hanged himself. And he's like, oh, that can't be right. So he flips the pages a little bit more and closes his eyes and puts his finger down. Go and do thou likewise. No, that can't be right. So he closes his eyes again and he flips through the scripture some more and he puts his finger down, opens his eyes. What thou must do, do as quickly. Yeah. No, it wasn't like that. So understand that we all had the opportunity to get right with God because he gave us free will, right? And this is what it's all about. This is the spiritual battle that we're fighting right now. And you can be sitting at home, bummed out, or you can say, hey, you know what? God gave me a sound mind. I don't need to be bummed out. I need to be positive about all this and figure out a way, just like what Dr. Murray Sabrin yesterday on our was talking about entrepreneurs and how they manage to find a way around the problem and come up with a solution. No, we spend too much time bellyaching about all the trouble that's going on in the world. And see, what we're doing is just letting you know what the other side is trying to throw in your face so we can figure out a way to get around it. And this is why we're all about solutions here on the show and why people call us up. And if you're listening to the show on the East Coast, of course, between 8 and 10 a.m., that phone number is 844-769-2944 if you want to chime in. Let us know you're a new listener and where you're calling from. And who you're listening to. And because that helps us determine, you know, where our reach is and who's listening, right? And, you know, you're always welcome to chime in because we still have freedom of speech. When that ceases to exist, programs like this might be forced to go away. And I'm talking about forced to go away by the barrel of a gun. Or in the alternative, our government is going to get us into such a bad state of political affairs that a foreign entity will come in here and basically inflict irreparable damage that will cause millions of people to die. We've talked about that on the show. Now, do we have to be all scared? No, I'm not fear-mongering. I'm talking about what's going on in this bad foreign policy that we the people have the right to change. I go back to that. Those sat-based phones. These things cost $130 a month on average for a subscription, and the phone itself is anywhere between $1,200 and $1,800 and see, all the senators in the United States Congress were offered one of these sat phones, and over half of them took one. And I have emailed Senator Josh Hawley's office in addition to placing multiple phone calls. I think we need to blow up his phone, folks. Go online, look them up, and get on the phone and say, did you accept one of these sat phones or not, and why are they issuing them? And see what he says. Maybe you can talk to his administrative assistant, but somebody needs to get to the bottom of it, because what we're hearing on the back channels from all the different sources that I can find, and this is why a lot of you have been calling and emailing and saying, hey, they know something we don't. Well, I guess when they issue people sat phones, it means that they're worried about the cell phone grid being disrupted for some reason, where people will not be able to communicate and they need to be able to communicate with the senators. It's like, quick, get to Mount Weather. You know what that is, the underground bunker outside Virginia, you know, in Virginia. So this is the thing. It's like a big city underground. They've used our tax dollars to build themselves a giant underground bunker complete with everything you need to live for years and years and years, generators, all nine yards, with our money. And Lord knows, you know, Congress might have passed, $3 million because we want to study the sexual habits of migrating sea turtles. And here's the problem. How do we know that money was actually appropriated for that purpose and not diverted to another account that paid for those underground bunkers? We don't know that. We're not there. We're not in the face of all of these people called deep state and the bureaucracy. We don't know where that money's going, but here we just raised our debt ceiling that we, the people, are supposedly responsible for. I mean, do we really have to carry that burden around with us mentally and physically for the rest of our lives? Not necessarily. For those of you who are retired listening to the show and, have thought, man, I just, more month at the end of the money. We hear that a lot from, you know, people at the Power Mall, which we appreciate you chiming in and let us know, that the people living on a fixed income are finding it very difficult because, see, inflation, it doesn't keep up with COLA, right? COLA is cost of living index, right? Cost of living is not keeping up with inflation. It's way down here. It's unbalanced for those of you watching me on screen. And when you get that kind of imbalance, it means people are struggling and having a hard time paying the bills, and things are getting tougher by the minute. And if you look at this debt ceiling raising as just a means to kick the can down the road, to keep the bills paid, to keep the government open, look at the real intent: to keep the government open. Think about that for a second. A lot of you are going, well, I'm doing just fine here in my little old wherever I'm located at, whatever state I'm in. Whatever state I'm in, therewith to be content, said the Apostle Paul. I'm content right where I am. What do I need the U.S. government for? They're not doing me any favors, right? That what you're thinking? Of course you are. Everybody does. What do I need them for? They're dysfunctional. They put the funk in dysfunctional. They don't understand anything that's going on down in my neck of the woods. If they did, they might change, but they aren't, and they don't care. They're all about preserving themselves and the mess they have created. And that is your simple definition of kicking the can down the road. We'll be back with more news and, of course, maybe a phone call or two here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour. Dave Krieger back with you here on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us. By the way, OptiVita products all 10% off this week at the Power Mall. That means you get two more days to get your orders in with Jay and Linda over at the Power Mall. Jay celebrating 16 years with us. We appreciate that. And just a reminder that your donations help to keep the Power Hour on the air, especially helping to fund the shortwave frequency. Of course, you can visit thepowerhour.com to get more info. We even have a forum there where you can share information. You can visit us on Substack as well. You can send your snail mail donations to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. And, of course, you can also write us at support at thepowerhour.com and let us know why you deserve one of Rick's SatelliteUSA.com systems, which we're going to be giving away to one lucky listener thanks to your donations here at the Power Hour. We appreciate that. So we move along with our previous discussion about what can your government do for you. That's the problem. There's a lot of people think that that's what this is all about. They think that the government is their God. To continue that train of thought before I get derailed, you've seen enough of that around here. The bigger problem with your free will is that when you listen to the government and you're scared, think that that's what this is all about. They think that the government is their God. To continue that train of thought before I get derailed, you've seen enough of that around here. The bigger problem with your free will is that when you listen to the government and you're scared by the government and the government comes out and says stuff to you, like you have to wear a mask and you have to get the jab and you have to stay 6 feet apart, demonstration, it's okay for that to happen, and they can't find any evidence of that, and people start looking at these outdoor protests and Oh, yeah, it's a super spreader event. If you listen to Lord God Fauci, patron saint of Wuhan. Wow. Nazi. So the bigger problem is that at a point in time down the road, your free will causes you to either capitulate to everything that the government is saying, or you actually open up your Bible, you look in what the word says, you says, I have a sound mind, there's something wrong with this picture because I'm not seeing all of the things the government says is happening in my neighborhood. And you start to wake up and understand exactly where this is going. And the reason that the virus was created is so that people will be forced, because of scare tactics by our own government, to take something that, I mean, even Jamie Foxx, the actor, reports are he's blind and partially paralyzed, and nobody can make anything of it. Nobody wants to talk about why Jamie Foxx, the actor, that was in White House Down, remember that? He played the president? You know, nobody wants to talk about why he is suffering like that. Maybe because Hollywood required him to get the jab, and maybe he's having one of those adverse events that we're all hearing about. People I know in Florida who took the jab are now dead. So you got to wonder about free will and where we're headed with this idea of that everything the government says is right. Well, the mainstream media says it. And they're locking us down. It's for our own good, you un-American person. You're the unvaccinated. You're part of the problem. You didn't get your jab. And so, yeah. And now all these people that got the jab, one way, shape, or form, I just pray to God that it doesn't affect you. I really do. I feel sorry for you because your free will wasn't in the right place, which means your heart and mind weren't in the right place. And you didn't put your faith in God and say, not going along with this. Chance in West Virginia. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Dave Meister. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Dave Meister, you know, you brought up free will, and that just reminded me of something. You know how when a corporation or a business or what have you tells you, well, nobody else is complaining. You're the only one that's complaining. You know that stupid phrase, just because you speak up when you're against something? And I tell them, well, that's exactly the problem. I'm the only one that's complaining, you know, hoping to shame these other idiots who don't want to stand up. You know, I said, so what's next? If you tell me put a finger in my nose and hop up and down on one leg, I'll have to do that to comply too? Or I should give up my firstborn, maybe stick the infant in a shopping bag and give it to you? Because, you know, it's such a little thing to do. Nobody else is complaining. This is how you got to answer these morons nowadays.
Right,
you know, and tell them this. Yeah, when they tell you nobody else is complaining, you're the only one complaining. You tell them, look, everybody else went along and got the shot. How is that working out?
There you go.
The hell with this follow the herd. I don't give a crap what everybody else is doing.
Well, Chance, here's the thing. It's always the go along to get along, and this is the mentality that the government has also put on everyone. Look, if you just go get the jab, everything will be fine. We'll all be jabbed. We'll all be safe. And that's not true. They knew it wasn't true when they told us to do this. And now the truth is coming out and people are going, oh my God, what have I done? Well, the first thing is you didn't have a conversation with your creator before you took the jab. Like I said yesterday on the show, my awakening was, and here we had been going to the grocery store and staying 6 feet apart and wearing a mask and buying groceries and getting disinfectant wipes, which we're now finding out are not good for you. They contain all sorts of carcinogens and harmful chemicals, and we're wiping down our groceries before we put them away, and we're wiping down the inside of our vehicle, and I see people driving down the road with masks on, which we call them COVIDiots, okay? And COVIDiots, when you're sitting in a closed space like this and you suffer from hypoxia because you're wearing a mask, all those titanium dioxide particles go right up your nose and into your lungs. You're inhaling them. You don't understand. Where do those masks come from? The very outfit that created the virus in the first place, and they did the virus so that everybody would run out and take a vaccine. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait a minute. Come on. Put on the common sense thinking cap here. You went out, you got the virus. You got the virus and you got the jab. Wait a minute. The jab is supposed to prevent you from getting the virus. But notice that the virus came out first before the jab did. Didn't they make sense of all that? Wait a minute. If we're getting the virus, you think that the jab is a little late for that? I mean, you see, people aren't thinking. That's the whole problem. They got scared.
Well, see, Dave, I'll give you two quick examples, if I may. I remember years ago I had a P.O. box when I lived up in the Northeast. I had it for maybe 10, 12 years. One day I go in and they all knew me, right down to the janitor, to the woman behind the counter, to the janitor, because I had the P.O. box for so long. One day they said, oh, you got to bring in all these papers with your address to prove where you live. I said, even the damn janitor knows me. What are you talking about? The border, on the border, people are flooding in. Are they showing any kinds of ID and proof of who they are? What the hell is going on here? And number two, the same thing with motor vehicle. Yeah, and the same thing with motor vehicles. You got to bring a utility bill. You got to bring all these papers. And I says, wait a minute. I says, I have to prove who the hell I am, and people flood across the border, and nobody gives a crap. And I was the only one, Dave, speaking up. I've noticed everybody just compliantly does this crap.
Like, that's what I said. If they
get a stick of finger in your nose and hop up and down on one leg, people will do it. It fascinates me how dumb and compliant people are, and that is the problem.
That's the problem.
Right. And you tell these people, say, well, we're just following orders. Just following orders? So I said, what are you talking about? So in other words, they tell you the stupidest things to do. To make your life really inconvenient, and then tell you they're just following orders. When somebody tells me, I know.
Yeah, thank you, Chance. I appreciate it. I know it. You could go on for 5 minutes, Chance. I appreciate your chiming in this morning. You know, and I know that's. I would, for the next 5 minutes, I would hear this. I know exactly where your mind is, and I understand the go-along to get-along concept, and I'll do whatever the government tells me because I'm a dutiful little taxpayer. Why would they want to kill me? Well, you know, it's like that commercial, Mommy, I can't sleep. Good, it's working. Yeah, so having a little fire, Scarecrow. Yeah, this is one of these things that, you know, if you're so scared about stuff, that you have to cower in the corner and you don't want to complain, then you get what you get, right? God gave you free will to stand up and speak your mind. And I'm sorry that what you say might offend people. But the thing is until you start speaking up, I mean, what are they doing in Europe right now? They're rioting in the streets. I mean, what happens when the Germans can't afford to, you know, get heat pumps and all this other garbage that they're trying to play? What happens when they come in and they start taking away your air conditioners and your refrigerators and all the conveniences that you're used to having? And now they want to put emergency brakes in all your vehicles. They want automatic emergency brakes in every vehicle because the Biden administration said so. And so you sit back and go, oh, the Biden administration said we have to have automatic brakes on our cars. Well, my God, we got to go do that. We have to pay thousands of dollars to get... No. You see, a lot of the newer vehicles already have automatic braking systems in them. And you see, what they are trying to do is phase out a lot of the old vehicles coming out with the new vehicles, especially the electric vehicles, which nobody can afford, that are catching fire. And if you live in Florida, you know darn well that these things, once they're inundated with salt water, these batteries catch fire. There's a chemical reaction that goes on inside these $22,000 batteries that you'd have to replace if you're lucky, if the car doesn't catch fire and blow up on you with you in it. But yet they want you to go out and buy a Tesla and buy a Chevy Volt and all these other cars, these electric vehicles that they don't even have enough charging stations. I mean, here's the thing. You go to some place like the University Town Center Mall in Sarasota, Florida, and Tesla has all these charging stations there that people can go plug into, but there's only like maybe 8 or 10 of them. I've seen them, been there, done that. And when you've got 200,000 cars out there driving on the road in any given moment, and they're all electric vehicles, where are they supposed to charge up? What are you going to do, stand in line and wait? I mean, how much do we have to be inconvenienced before we cry uncle, so to speak? Man, I'm telling you. Kevin in Georgia, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I moved into the city of Chattanooga, and I just can't pick up shortwave at all with all these antennas everywhere. But about 20 miles out, I was able to get it somewhat. So you're coming in good. Let's see. About the cars, in case you don't know, James McKinney, I'm sure you've heard of him, right?
Yep.
Sure has. If you put these wing generators, it's like a propeller, that variable propeller, I guess, with a whole bunch of them that turns kind of slow and puts out high voltage so you can transport the energy. Anyways, he says that a lot of your different car companies are going to be going hydrogen instead of batteries.
And where are they going to get that? Where are they going to get the hydrogen supply from?
Well, electrolysis and stuff like that. James McKinney says that if you can get the enough energy through his wing generators, he says that those are considered 95% efficient compared to 5% efficient for the three-bladed things that are just out to make a buck off the government.
Yeah, I get it. And see, that's the thing. You know, all these scientists like James McKinney, and I've got two of his water systems in my – they're supplying my house with sterilized, purified water. So I know James McKinney. I've talked to him on the phone numerous times. The thing is that you get these scientists to create stuff like that, and the government does not want to listen because they don't see a buck in it for them, especially the ones that are getting bribed to do this. I mean, we already know that's going on because people don't do anything in government unless there's a behind-the-scenes motive somewhere. I mean, just look at what they're saying about Biden and about his son and what his son has been doing and who he's in bed with and how many Chinese energy companies. I mean, you know, we already get it. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, a lot of, you know, you're paying attention, obviously, Kevin, because you've seen what James McKinney has said on his shows and you obviously have done your homework. So, you know, I get that.
Well, he has yet to make it get sprout, so to speak, because of that same reason. It's like the 100-mile-per-gallon carburetors way back then. Okay, the next item is your Oregadent. I have used that numerous times, and it's better than going to the doctor. With my toothaches, I just put a squirt in my mouth and hold it there as long as possible, and it goes away.
Wow. Love the testimonial, Kevin. That is amazing. Yes. Oregadent did that for you. Folks, we have it at the Power Mall. If you need more information, that's why the PowerMall.com is out there. And so you got that and you put that on there and it went away. I mean, this is one of the things we have, you know, spots that we play during the breaks that talk about Oregadent and the fact that you leave it on there. And boy, that's a good testimonial this morning.
Yeah, well, when you squirt, you got to squirt a dropper's worth in there, and then you bend your head to that one side, and you know you'll start to get spit in that one area. You just let it stay there as long as possible, and that makes a difference. And also for people that severe situations, I found that if you stand up, if you're lined up, you stand up or at least get elevated, it reduces the pain too.
Wow, nice, good to know. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate your call this morning, sir. God bless you. We appreciate that. The Chinese regime, by the way, I don't know if you know this or not, Beijing is exporting religious suppression by printing propaganda in U.S. textbooks. Did you know? These are people, the studies, because people started looking into this stuff, the Fallon Data Information Center surveyed dozens of university campuses across the U.S. with the presence of Falun Gong. This is a spiritual discipline heavily persecuted in communist China. And they found at least 10 universities, Yale, Brown, University of Chicago, Michigan, Wellesley College, used curriculum materials for Chinese language course that contained defamatory propaganda about the spiritual practice of Falun Gong. Just so you know, they've infiltrated our colleges. This is the CCP we're talking about here. And way back in the beginning of May, French Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin asked the prefects throughout France to ban all events and protests organized by the far right or the ultra right. In Paris alone, the police prefecture, banned six such events last weekend, including a symposium organized by the Liad Institute. It was supposed to take place Sunday to honor the memory of Dominique Venner, a historian who took his life exactly 10 years ago in the Cathedral of Notre Dame de Paris as a sacrifice to break the with the lethargy that is overwhelming us, to awaken slumbering consciences. You know, see, here's the thing. If you think that, you know, going out and immolating yourself or whatever the case may be, you know, they've had people do that. They pour gas on themselves and set themselves on fire. That's what they call immolation. I mean, if you're going to do crazy stuff like this, then you obviously don't understand that God gave you a sound mind. And you're letting the bird, which we call Satan, you're letting the old bird get in your head and toy with it to the point where you can't take it anymore. Oh, but I went to my doctor and my doctor prescribed me these antidepressants and it's made me suicidal. What do you expect? Wow. You know, see, God put stuff on this earth for us to use in homeopathic form to take to deal with this situation, not support Big Pharma, which is all about the science. It's a sad state of affairs when we can't trust the Heavenly Father, right? Chinese citizens posing as tourists but suspected of being spies have made several attempts in recent years to gain access to military facilities, yep, in Alaska, according to multiple soldiers familiar with the incidents who weren't authorized to speak publicly about them. Not everyone who appears to be tourists in Alaska are, in fact, that way, one Army officer said, and said they're foreign spies. A federal appeals court cleared the way for the maker of OxyContin to settle thousands of legal claims tied to the opioid epidemic, while shielding the wealthy owners of Purdue Pharma, the Sackler family, from future lawsuits. This is under a plan approved this week by the Second U.S. Court of Appeals in New York. Members of the wealthy Sackler family would give up ownership of Stamford, Connecticut-based Purdue, which would become a new company known as NOAA, K-N-O-A, with its profits being sent to a fund to prevent and treat addiction. Wow. Bob in New York, how are you, sir?
No, that's Missouri.
Oh, Missouri. Bob in Missouri, okay. Yeah, we get our states confused there. Go ahead, Bob, what's up?
Yeah, there's so much war going on against our country, and our Congress doesn't do anything about it because they're owned by foreign interests. You can't expect them to do anything. Like George Soros. I heard he's appointed like 79 prosecutors in this country, attorney generals. We had one here. You ever heard of Kim Gardner?
Oh, yeah. St. Louis. Yeah.
It was a crime over the last 2 years. She wouldn't. No, she's gone. They got rid of her about a month ago. They finally fired her.
Okay, Andrew Bailey finally did do what he said he was going to do.
Well, they got rid of her. There was a crime wave going over the last 2 years. And you know what that all plays into? You know who's the ultimate behind all that? George Soros, the Hungarian Jew who's invading Europe with any kind of nationality besides white Christians, okay? There's a war on white Christianity. And, you know, why isn't this brought up? You know, when we had our revolution, didn't they say the British are coming? Well, we got the Bolsheviks here, and they've been here for a long time. It's time to identify them. Otherwise, what are we talking about? You know, there's all these problems come up, but there's never any solutions. You've got to know your enemy, okay? If you got a fox coming in your hen house, you got to know where the hole is they're coming into so you can block it up. Well, we're not doing that. You know, that's because it's all run by those people. You know, they'll put the problem up there, and then you can sit there and talk about it all you want to. But what's ever done about it?
That's part of kicking the can down the road, Bob. I mean, this is what they do. This is what they're good at. It's called political theater. And the more they can scream and complain, and it's like, hey, okay, now you're complaining. Now what are you going to do about it? Oh, well, we're going to committee it. And they committee it, and then it goes away. This is the thing. I mean, if you even watch the Distinguished Gentleman movie with Eddie Murphy and Lane Smith, who does a very good Dick Nixon, he gets up there and they talk, oh, we'll just get together in front of the cameras and we'll pacify these people and then it'll just go away. Don't worry. I mean, this is what they're doing. They kick the can down the road on virtually everything. Nothing ever of any real consequence get done. We already know all that. We appreciate your call, Bob. It is 5 minutes to the hour just about here. Sorry we missed your call, Mike. Have to call back. We appreciate that. Man, I'm telling you what, when you get on a roll here this morning, everybody wants to jump on the bandwagon. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. We're going to try to get Jeff Wenger and Scott Schara on the phone here in the next hour. In the meantime, Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. Thanks for joining us. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp. And the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.